Can a mother's prayer still move mountains? Chairman Michael Ferris talks about the spiritual power of a mother on this edition of Homeschool Heartbeat.
In Israel, before the reign of King Saul, one particular woman had a powerful impact on her family and her nation. She didn't hold a high position or manage a major business. Instead, she humbly asked God to give her a son, whom she promised to dedicate to God's service. Of course, I'm talking about Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel. Consider this incredibly simple but important truth about Samuel. Samuel served God because of his mother's prayer. Moms, I want you to realize that through your prayers, you have the ability to impact the very course of your children's lives. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, we find Hannah's prayer honoring God for remembering her and granting her request. Hannah had great thoughts of God. She knew that all good things come from him and that there is no rock like our God. Although after his infancy, Samuel lived with Eli the priest, Hannah paid a visit to her son each year. She taught Samuel that he himself was an answer to prayer and that God was mighty and trustworthy. Hannah had a vision for Samuel's future and prayed prophetically that her son would anoint Israel's first king. Moms, let your children know your prayers for them and recognize the powerful tool you are using on your children's behalf when you're on your knees in prayer. I'm Mike Ferris.
Mike Ferris has written a dynamic book called The Spiritual Power of a Mother to encourage and help you as you teach your child. Order your copy today by visiting www.homeschoolheartbeat.com. That's homeschoolheartbeat.com. If you'd like to receive Homeschool Heartbeat's daily email transcript, visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com or call us toll-free at 1-866-338-8614.